Dictators, episode 410 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. I got a new job. And I worked there yesterday and I loved it. Like, I had fun at work and it didn't feel like stressful or rushed, and the people I work with are awesome, and the I'm like stoked on this new job, and it's going to allow me to quit my fast food job, which I've already told my boss about, both bosses, and I'm going to be happy to quit the fast food job because I was just working today and got really depressed. And I was like, this hurts. Like, it hurts my heart and my soul and my mind to work the fast food job simply because of the way the job is. Like, I like the people I work with. I've even come to like, the one boss who, like, at certain points is just kind of like a taskmaster slash like type A slash like, if there's time to lean, there's time to clean, you know? But in that kind of a job, any kind of like service job, when there's downtime, you got to be able to appreciate the downtime and just rest. Because if you're just constantly moving all day at work, you're going to be fucking tired and upset at the end of the day because you never got to stop and just chill. And a half-hour break out of an eight-hour shift is such a sliver of time. And whenever my break is over, I'm just like, ugh, okay. But yeah, yesterday at the new job, I didn't even take a break. There wasn't even a thought in my mind of like, I guess is it time for my break yet? Like, because not only did it not really feel like a lot of work, even though I was working the whole time, but like it was fun and yeah, food jobs, the only reason I've taken them in the past and in the present was because it comes with free food, and when you have to work a food job all day, it just rips the shit out of my soul and makes me want to fucking jump off of a just makes me really sad. But yeah, positive news is that this new job is cool, and the nature of the job is cool, like, and everyone I work with is cool. And like I said, everyone I work with at the restaurant is cool. Like, I don't have any issues with anyone I work with. The issue I have is like the making of the food, and then like, oh, this order was wrong, or like, oh, this food just went out, where did it go? It went to the wrong person. Why? How did that possibly fucking happen? Like, when there's so many places and times to check the order and get it right so that you don't have to remake shit, and like, it's like there's many things that upset me at a food job, and at a job where it's like someone's just coming in and like buying a pack of smokes, or like someone's just coming in and buying a piece, or just something to like make their day or their week better. I'm like, cool. Like, not only am I able to help you there, but I'm happy to help you there. But when it's like, hey, I want this and this and this, and their order comes out to like $200, and then you're like, oh, well, this fucking sucks to make. And then sometimes I'm the only one in the kitchen, and like, and then there's people being like, where's that? Where's that? Where's that? And I'm just like, it'll be there in a minute. Like, But that job, the food job, has been a job of convenience. Like, I was living right around the corner from that place, and so I was able to walk there and walk back. And now I'm living like a couple miles away, and it's way less convenient, but also it's still the same shitty fucking shit fuck job. Like, I fucking hate that job. Again, not because the people I work with. It's like making the food, the process of like slaving away in the kitchen. Like, it just fucking sucks. And all of the deep cleaning and all of the bullshit stuff where you're like, no, we should be able to rest right now. Like, we should all be able to celebrate a job well done in the in that rush, and like just get like, ugh. God fucking damn it, I fucking hate that job. But that being said, this new job rules, and I'm like happy to be there, and it's gonna be part time to start out, and then it's gonna be full time. And I was planning on keeping both jobs, but I think the second, the millisecond I switch over from part time to full time at the new job, I'm just gonna leave the food job behind and not be such a depressed fucker every day during work, before work, and after work. Like, that job takes so much away from me that even if I was getting paid $5 an hour more, I'd be like, no, I don't want to work here anymore. Like, I fucking hate this job. The food job. So that's positive. That's a good thing. It's a fun thing. What else has been happening? I've been playing more guitar lately. I've been playing along to music that I've listened to for a really long time, and I've also been playing along to newer music. And really, really fucking wish that YouTube Music would let you listen to music with ads with your screen off. The fact that you have to have your screen on if you're not paying $10 a month is bullshit. And like, it's like a really weird stipulation. It's like, yeah. It's like the fucking thing from Office Space. Yeah, we're gonna need you to have your screen on while you're listening to this. That'll be great. It's like, what the fuck for? Like, why? Why do you need my phone to release more battery energy while I'm listening without paying? Like, that's stupid. That's what the ads are for. The ads are paying for these streams to happen. And like, there's a lot of new music out there, and there's a lot of new music I'd love to enjoy while I'm walking around, or while I'm just have my phone in my pocket. But to be like, you're gonna need your screen on while this is playing, it's like, that's dumb. That's silly. Like, who thought of that? Why is that a rule? Like, that's so asinine. And I don't know. That's a small problem, because I have tons of albums that I've just had for a really long time that I listen to over and over again. And if I need to have the screen off while I'm listening to them, it's not an issue. God, what a weird, small, dumb complaint from what, Google or from YouTube? Like, who do I direct my complaint to? It's like, that's such a weird detail. Oh, you don't have the screen on? You're not listening to this new song that you'd like to listen to. What? Why? Let me turn my screen off. What are you talking about? Morbius is coming out soon. That's pretty awesome. I'm excited about that. The episode 5 of Book of Boba Fett just happened, and that was so good. I cried at the end. I was like, this rules. Peacemaker has been a really fun show. It's like super weird and super funny and intense. And that's pretty much all I'm watching right now. I only have the mental capacity to watch a couple shows at a time recently. I'm planning on jumping back into Last Man on Earth, which I really, really love. It's super funny. And I dropped off somewhere around the end of the second season before. And, or maybe I was like a couple episodes into the third season, but I love it. And I'm watching that before I go into MacGruber, because the MacGruber movie and the MacGruber sketch are so awesome and so funny. And I'm really excited to watch that. I'm almost done with Ted Lasso, which I really, really love. Been like, I go into an episode just thinking like, well, it's going to be a sitcom, you know? And then I'm like crying because it's so good. And oh, Atlanta's coming back soon. I'm really excited for that too. Yeah, but my mind and heart and soul have been just kind of wrecked lately, because of the food job, because of how little time I've had to feel okay and feel normal and feel not busy. I'm also moving soon, which I'm really excited for, because I'm going to be saving a couple hundred bucks a month on rent, and that's fucking huge, because right now, as it is, I'll get paid and then pay my rent, and then my money's gone, and then I'm like, well, shit, well, fuck, I guess this again for another month. And like, sometimes the internet will just go out, and I'm like, okay, that's not how utilities work. Like, that's really, really weird and unnerving. And, like, just, like, if so many things are unsure where you're living, money-wise or utilities-wise, then it's, like, it then so I've been like uncomfortable where I'm living, 'cause like the people I live with are great. The landlord is kind of like type A, like Sheldon Cooper, like roommate agreement status, where you're like, okay, the things that you're asking for are a lot, and I understand that you're coming from a different place, maybe from a place of a lot of money. Like they'll like casually mention that they're thinking about buying another house, and I'm like, okay, don't say that in front of your renter who's like barely able to afford a single room in this place where they're living. Like, not only is that insensitive, but it's like fucking psycho to think about, like, I'm gonna buy another house and have two houses. It's like, okay, money bags, okay, Richie McGee, okay, fucking, do you even need rent from us at all? Like, what the fuck? So it's gonna be nice to move to a place where I'm not only saving money, but the person I'll be living with is a friend who I met at the food job, and they're really chill and like fun, and I'm like looking forward to the next chapter of the Book of Doug, whatever that means, whatever that means, and just being able to save money and also not have to subsist just on what I'm making at the food job. And like I'm just feeling some relief, or upcoming relief, because I'm near family too, which is nice. Like, and another thing about coming home from the food job and just feeling fucking exhausted and just pissed and tired and sad is that with this new job, I left work after staying an hour later than I was scheduled, and didn't even feel like a long day. I was kind of tired at the end of the day, but with that job instead of the food job, I'm gonna have a lot more energy, I think, like to hang out with family, to go do stand up again, to write more music, and to be more productive in the creative things that I love to do. Which I think is gonna be really helpful for my mental health, because again, like that food job making me think about my own death every day, that's not helpful. That's not helpful, and that's not healthy. Like, I need to get the fuck away from that job. And the fact that I'm able to do that, and that I found a job that's going to help me do something that I'm more passionate about, it's really, really good. So that's, I mean, it's just an update for this week. It's my podcast. It's like, if you listen to it, cool. If you don't, whatever. I'm like making one penny per play, and the last episode has 12 listens, 12 whole listens for an 18-second episode. Oh. But yeah, so just look out for and try and find a song that I wrote and globally released through CD Baby, called PS, P dot S dot. It's an abbreviation, and if you hit me up on Twitter, maybe ask me about it. Really glad. And then the letter U, and then came, CAME. Or at Yamatat, Yamatat, or at Dugathan, Dugathan. And also at Dugathan on Instagram. And if you want to ask me about that song, or if you find it and you're like, oh, I bought it, I love it, then I'd love to hear that. But right now I'm having trouble finding the links to the song, and I sent the link out to the Apple Music link out to someone, and they were like, yeah, I'm not seeing it. And I'm like, what do you, what? So CD Baby, we gotta talk. I added you on Twitter, added you on Twitter to be like, hey, can I just talk to someone for your customer service? Because I'm a customer and I don't know where to find the links to this song that has already been released through your service. Like, what in the world? Like, I would love some help, to even just direct people to go, well, here's the song. Listen to it or don't. The choice is yours. But it's a song that I wrote to propose to my then girlfriend with. And she broke things off like a couple weeks before I was going to play it for her. And it's one of the best songs I've written. It's like, it's kind of my Hey There, Delilah. And I've got some other songs that I'm really proud of and that I'm really excited to officially release. But I was like, well, kind of costs a lot to release a single officially, and it's got a barcode attached to it. And I'm like, okay, so it can be sold and it cannot be streamed. It's not on any of the streamers. And I did that on purpose because previously, when I've released music, I've released it on ReverbNation.com and my Bandcamp, ReallyGladYouCame.bandcamp.com. And with the Bandcamp.com, people can just listen and they don't have to buy it. And I don't know how many times my songs have been streamed, and I don't know how many people have been interested to buy those songs. I've made a teeny tiny bit of money off of my Bandcamp. And this song that I released through CD Baby, I was like, you can only download it if you buy it. Please buy it. And so that's a whole venture where it's just like, I don't know, like the music industry is pretty fucked up. It's like really, really hard to get anything heard on a big scale, and I'm like, okay, I'll release this globally. And now I can't even find the fucking links to send to people. I'm like, I was gonna tweet out the links, and then the person who I sent the link to, they were like, yeah, I'm not, I don't see it. I'm like, ugh. Okay. But yeah, be well, everyone out there. Wishing you well and hoping you're, kicking ass in life, and what else? That's pretty much it. Thanks for listening. This has been You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp, and episode title coming up. All right, bye.